And we are broadcasting live this hour. Tour de Trees, held this year at ASU campus. Last year it was down on the Central Corridor in the old historic districts. ASU campus this year. I think this is the second year they've done Tour de Trees. Is that what I read?
Yeah, this is the second annual. Yeah, hope it'll be an annual event.
A repeat going. So we are, the tour opened at 8:30. It goes to 11:30. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com in the events page. Click on Tour de Trees. Download your map. Park anywhere on ASU campus. You don't need to worry about the meters. They are off on Saturday, so it's free parking. And give yourself a self-guided tour. You can either walk it or bicycle it. There's a first set of cyclists we saw is just pulled up here to tree number 4 where we're at for the huge mesquite. Before we get to the final details, a couple text questions to take care of real quick here. Mr. Eisenhower, our talking trees expert. This homeowner has twisted myrtle trees on a home they just purchased, and they want to know, how do they take care of them?
Well, twisted myrtle is a relatively small tree. It's actually a large shrub or a small tree, and they're really a little tricky to prune properly. They build up a little bit of dead leaves, in the interior, because as the tree gets larger, it shades the interior, so you get a little bit of dieback on the inside. We'll often go in there with just our gloves on and rake those dead leaves out with your hands rather than try to get in there with a saw or with pruners and just sort of knock those loose. They'll come down real easily. But then be very selective and careful in making any reduction cuts on the outside. Definitely don't use a hedge trimmer. We don't recommend a hedge trimmer on any of your shrubs. If you can use a hand pruners, you'll just have a much more natural look to the plant, but especially with twisted myrtle. They're a little subject to sunburn, so you don't want to be opening the whole canopy up. If it's getting a little too rangy, you might want to just be careful. If you do cut a large branch back into the toward the center of the plant, try to cut back to a lateral branch that's at least one-third the diameter of the one you're cutting, because then the tree, instead of suckering out a bunch of ugly new growth out of that pruning cut, the tree will direct the water and nutrients into that lateral branch, that side branch, and it will look a lot more natural. It will hide the pruning cut, and you'll have a much better appearance than to cut a branch back at an arbitrary location and leave a stub, because that's, like I said, that stub will soon sprout with 4 or 5 other little sprouts, and then you'll have an ugly witch's broom of growth out on the end of the branch, which leads to even further problems. It'll shade the tree more than it should naturally, and you'll get more dieback inside. And
I didn't know that's what you called it, a witch's broom. You see a lot of people do that on old, mature mulberries that they don't want to completely cut down, mm-hmm. but have just taken over the area on some of the older 1950s ranch-style homes. You can see it just completely whacked, yeah. and then every...
Yeah, they'll cut
every whack. It's a horrible look, but if that's the only thing you got to do to save
the
tree.
That's actually a pruning practice called pollarding, and it is, if it's done well, it can be done. Certain types of trees can sustain pollarding, but most can't. Speaking of over pruning, do we have a minute to talk about sunburn? I just wanted to talk about this time of year we have a lot of difficulty with trees being over pruned, or for various reasons have sunburn problems. It can start by having a tree that's not tolerant for a lot of sun, and it's planted on the south or the west side. We talked about that white sapote, for instance, this morning. Not a good tree to put on a sunny side, a very exposed part of the yard. And other plants that tend to have larger leaves are really subject to sunburn. So, and also just poor placement too, as I said, south and west side. You want to try to avoid that. But we also recommend a couple of things to do if you do have some sunburn problems and you're wanting to know how to deal with that. We've been using a burlap wrap product. It's a 6-inch wide burlap, and we wrap it around some of the vulnerable areas on our trees, and it's giving some sun protection. The burlap is a loose enough weave that we can actually wrap it just once, and it lets a little bit of sunlight through. But it does provide you as much protection as you need. There's also antitranspirants, which can be applied to smooth-barked trees that are exposed to too much sun. Sometimes if there's been some over-pruning and you're really concerned about the damage to the cambium, We can come in and put an antitranspirant, spray it on. It's a kind of like a sunblock for trees, and it's an organic product. It's just a kale and clay, essentially, and it's sprayed on. It provides some reduce the surface temperature on those smooth bark trees and might give you some temporary relief from sunburn.
And your class tomorrow?
Class tomorrow is at Desert Botanical Garden. It's from 2 to 5 o'clock, and there's still some seats available. You can get to the registration page on the DBG website at dbg.org and just go to the adult education classes, and you'll find that pruning class tomorrow.
Excellent. What is the cost of that?
I think it's about $40.
And that's paid to the Botanical Garden.
Yes, it is. It's a little cheaper for members. So if you're a member, you get in for about $5 or $10 cheaper.
And then today, Tour Day Trees?
Yes. What about the tour? Coming down here to
ASU?
ASU campus? Well, absolutely. Come out and check it out. Romy and I are going to take the rest of the tour right now, see some more of these trees. It's been a lot of fun. Love to see you down here.
And if somebody wanted to get a hold of Integrity Tree Service during the week?
You can reach us at itreeservice.com, itreeservice.com.
Or 602-788-0005. Excellent. It's Rosie on the House. We're turning the broadcast back over to Rosie, who's broadcasting live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home Show.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.